Thank you very much. Are you aware of a word we use in Europe, of course, English-speaking Europe, called churchianity?
Churchianity.
Is that something that you use here in the USA?
Yeah, you might see it when it's
not. Okay. We use that word as basic systems that actually replaced Christianity. Yep. And you may think that this is not true. Well, it is true that a great deal of what takes place in the common life among many Christians, church goers, belongs to this mindset which we call churchianity. The vocabulary used in the church that we need to stop ourselves from using it and examine that vocabulary in the light of the scriptures. And tonight I want to come to something that is very important in my opinion, maybe not in your opinion, but however it is in Philippians chapter 1 verse 27. So I can't escape from it. Now the important thing is this: as citizens of heaven, live in a manner that is worthy of the gospel of Christ. Right. Now, when we speak of worthy and worthiness, you know, I follow the historical investigation of a word. A word in English, I go straight to the Oxford Dictionary just to see what is that. After all, the word worthy is a North European word, it's not Greek. Now, thank God for that. What does it mean? And in the dictionary, on your page one, Old English came from Welsh, which is Germanic in origin, related to Dutch. The phrase of words was a meaning of high merit, or little words, or great words, date from what?
16th century.
You know, and then the descriptive worthy, which comes from the Welsh, is Middle English. That is the Oxford Dictionary. So in English, wealth is related to something earned, which is not what it means in the New Testament at all. Are you shocked? Are you shocked, Yvonne?
No.
I can see some strange look into your eyes.
No,
I'm not sure. You know? From time to time, you know, when we check a word common in churchianity, oh, I heard horrible sermons everywhere about the Lord's Supper. You have to repent, because if you don't, you are not worthy. And people, you know, I remember once I was serving in a church in England. And, you know, I really believe that evangelicals take Christianity seriously. I have no doubt for a second that they are really committed Christians and very serious. But fanaticism is part of some of them, not all of them. So that church had an evangelical Episcopalian priest, and he gave 5 minutes talk before communion, made a man sitting next to me actually was shaken. And as I was the preacher, he saw me in the pulpit, he leaned forward and said, "Mr. Bibawi, after I hear that, do you think I can receive communion? So I said, I don't know his name. I said, what's your name? He said, my name is Jack. Jack, are you a sinner? And he said, yes. I said, well, that is actually the supper of the Lord given for sinners. Would you wait till you get better and then go and see the doctor? Or would you say, I'm going to get better and then I'm going to take the medicine? Or would you take the medicine in order to get better? And he said, I don't know. He was really, really shaken. And I said, we'll talk later on. Come on, man. Lift him up, walk him forward. Because you see, the problem is this. To say, just, I don't know how does this sound to you in English. Worthy of the gospel of Christ. Now, that is certainly in the Anglo-Saxon tongue is veiled.
Is veiled?
Yeah, veiled, because the word gospel is Anglo-Saxon. But the Greek word is good news. So, worthy of the good news, which means what? The kingdom of God for sinners.